Peak Wealth Management proudly presents Finding True Wealth with certified financial planner Nick Hopwood and accredited investment fiduciary Jim Pilot. Nick and Jim believe by making simple, good financial decisions, you can retire with confidence. And now, let's turn it over to your hosts, Nick and Jim.
Welcome. Welcome, everyone, to episode 67 of the Finding True Wealth podcast. I'm Nick Hopwood.
Jim Pilot.
And today, we're going to be talking about that big Christmas bonus.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I think the best way to illustrate what can go wrong with a Christmas bonus is the Christmas Vacation movie.
Very famous bonus scene in there, isn't there?
Yeah, it's kind of laced throughout the whole movie, right?
Right, yeah.
I think that Christmas Vacation is my favorite Christmas movie.
Mm, usually.
You know, yeah, it's probably in 1989, you know, probably people would be surprised back then if it held such a strong rating over the years.
Yeah, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that's right. Wasn't it 89?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. So, as you recall, you know, Clark had a bonus, presumably a bonus come in.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how that turned out. But let's talk about that Christmas bonus for a minute. You know, a lot of companies tend to pay out the bonus in the spring after they close out the books for the prior year.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, some still give Christmas bonuses as well. But most companies, they have a bonus plan that's laid out specifically with certain metrics and certain numbers that you have to hit.
Right. You can track your progress towards it. You know how close you're getting.
Yeah, they know whether or not there's going to be a bonus or not, and they know if they're going to hit the bonus.
Right.
In this case, Mr. Shirley kind of has a lack of communication when it comes to if there's going to be a bonus and how much it might be.
Yeah.
So, you know, Clark, hey, he's a genius, right? He makes this like cereal varnish that somehow I'm sure helps the product sell, right?
Yeah.
And he's it's like a patented thing, and as we learned, it's very slippery.
Oh yeah.
Right, because he goes sledding and it ends up in the Walmart parking lot.
It's one of the better scenes in the movie, the famous sled scene, yeah.
Yeah. So he's very bullish on his bonus potential based on, you know, the new product. Yeah.
Did a good job that year.
Yeah. So what do you think he's going to do with that bonus? I mean, there's so many options. He can put money in the emergency fund. Mm-hmm. He can shore up the college fund.
Yeah.
He can put it in his 401,
right? Roth contribution.
Hey, they didn't have Roths back in 1989.
Yeah. I didn't think about it, yeah.
That was like 1997.
That's true.
They can pay some on the mortgage.
Yeah.
A lot of things they can do.
Yeah.
And if he were sitting with us, we might recommend a combination of those, right?
Yeah.
There's only one wrong thing that you can do with your bonus, and that would be spend all of it on a pool.
Yeah, blow it.
Yeah, right. A pool. So he's going for the pool, and based on the movie, he didn't have enough money in the bank to cover the down payment for the pool.
Mm-mm.
So I have a few thoughts on this, okay? Number one, you have to have an emergency fund in place, right?
Yeah.
Number two, he didn't talk to his wife or kids about the pool, like great Griswold style. As the best family man ever, right? Mm-hmm. He's just going to go for this surprise.
Yeah.
But what if they don't care about the pool, right?
Maybe if it was a bigger deal to him than them.
Maybe Ellen wanted a kitchen remodel.
Yeah.
If you're going to blow it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, why not go to Wally World?
Right. Well, there you go. Give that another shot.
Yeah, they've tried that. He probably ended up in jail. But, you know, Clark has his own dream, and he forces everyone to go along with it, right? So we have a communication problem at multiple levels with Mr. Shirley and Clark and Ellen and the kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
So as the month of December progresses, Clark is getting nervous because not only does he not know how much the bonus is going to be, but he doesn't have the check yet, a check at all.
Yep.
And what is his method of trying to figure it out? He asks his coworker, "Hey, John, did you get a check yet?" And John's answer is, "You know, not yet, but my wife or my son told me that there was an envelope for me today at home." I mean, come on, we're getting envelopes with checks that we're hoping for.
Yeah.
So instead of calling HR or calling his manager, calling his boss, he just does nothing and just waits.
Relies on hope. Yeah,
yeah, hope is not a strategy. So he should have asked his boss, okay? So it made me think of another thing. If his bonus check comes in the mail in 1989, did they get their paychecks in the mail in 1989? Yeah. Or did like someone walk around the office and hand them out?
That would be my guess, yeah.
But don't you think that if that was the case, then they would hand out the Christmas bonuses and say, thank you, Clark. Thank you for your job well done.
You would think, right?
Yeah. It just seems ridiculous to me, okay? So, okay. So my next question is, did he literally write the check on December 1st for a pool that is going to be dug in May? Because they live in Chicago.
Yeah.
So it seems to me that he jumped the gun again.
Right.
I don't know why you have to put down a check 5 months early.
Maybe you got to get on the top of the list.
Yeah. I mean, how was the economy in 1989? Was the pool contractor like completely tapped out?
Yeah, he must have been booked solid.
Okay. So I just think that he could have waited until the bonus came, right? Yeah. That's the bottom line. Okay?
Yeah.
So, okay. So I have some advice for Clark, right? So number one, I think we need to understand what the bonus potential is and understand what it's going to be before we make any plans.
Don't make assumptions.
Yeah. Like, you know, Clark might think he did a great job. Mr. Shirley might think differently. I mean, Mr. Shirley doesn't even remember that Clark wrote the speech for him, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, number two. You could use your bonus to shore up the emergency fund. Once that's done, work with your CFP and make sure that your retirement plan is on track. It could require extra 401k deposits, Roth IRA, HSA, extra mortgage payments, right? We might need some of these, some of this extra money to get us ahead if we're starting from behind.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about Rusty and what's the daughter's name?
It's Audrey.
Yeah, Audrey.
Yeah.
So, you know, are they all set for college?
Yeah.
I don't know. And we want to make sure that if their goal is to cover college, that they are on track for that. You know, some people, they don't want to cover all of college, and they want to have the kids, you know, have a, what do we say?
Some skin in the game.
Yeah, skin in the game.
Yeah.
But if your goal is to cover half, let's make sure you're on track.
Yeah, you got to, yeah. Again, hope is not a strategy.
He also should, you know, sometimes we're marriage counselors, right, in this profession. So he should have talked to Ellen.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what would happen if Jim comes home and, like, if Emily comes home and they're, like, digging in your backyard?
Yeah. She'd be a little surprised, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Would it be a happy surprise?
I don't know how well that would go over, no.
Yeah, we don't want to find out, right?
No, I'm not going to try it, yeah.
He also, number five here, he needs to check with Eddie and make sure that his kids can have a nice Christmas.
Yeah.
Because if he's on the hook for the pool and buying all the presents for cousin Eddie's kids, well, Christmas is expensive.
Yeah, you got to prepare for the unexpected, right?
Yeah. Only once you've taken care of all of this, the communication from bonus to Clark, communication from Clark to Ellen, CFP approval, right, of retirement's looking good, only then can we blow the money on the pool. Okay? Because a pool, you know, is not an investment.
It's lifestyle creep, right? Because
what happens
after you buy the pool?
You need to have a pool heater.
Yeah, and you got to buy rafts and lounge chairs and picnic tables. And,
solar covers.
Right? Yeah.
Brick pavers.
Yeah.
Winterizing.
You got to redo the landscaping. I mean, it doesn't end, right?
Need some new shrubs.
Yeah.
I need a pool boy. Right?
Of course, right?
What's the going
rate?
Who else
is going to take care of the pool?
I'm not going to do it.
No thanks.
What's the going rate for the pool boy?
Oh, geez. Who knows? 10, 15 bucks an hour?
After tax-free, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Okay, so we thought that we'd have a fun conversation about bonuses using, you know, at the expense of Clark W. Griswold. But we also thought that we could end with our favorite three moments of the movie, okay? So, Jim, what's your number three?
No, well, you already touched on it. I love the polishing up the sled. heading down the hill like a rocket. You know, yeah. He was gone.
He puts up the hood, right?
Yeah.
And he turns and he's like, later, dudes.
Later, dude, yeah. And he's gone.
Okay, let's see. I didn't write the order down here. What's my number three? I'm going to go with when Clark goes into Mr. Shirley's office to give him his Christmas present. Mm-hmm. So there's like 50 other presents on the table that are shaped exactly the same. Right. And I've always wondered what is that gift? Yeah.
What did everybody buy him?
Yeah. Obviously, he has a need.
Yeah.
but after this, he's all set. And then so Clark says, "Oh, Mr. Shirley, by the way, I hope that my speech went well with your presentation, mm-hmm. speech I wrote." And he's like, "I'm sure it did, Bill." So Mr. Shirley, you know, is so busy and not present
yeah.
that he doesn't even remember that Clark wrote him that thing on the cereal varnish or whatever you call it.
Right, right.
I think that's hilarious.
That's yeah. a good one. Yeah, I like
all
that
All right,
one.
So Jim, what's your number two?
I would say number two is, you know, he spends so much time trying to get the lights on the house to work. It's a constant yeah. battle, right? Finally figures it out when wife flips the switch and he plugs it in yeah. and it all works, right? And he's all emotional there at the end.
Yeah.
And he says to his dad, all choked up, you know, "Dad, you taught me everything I knew about exterior illumination." You
know? Exterior illumination.
Yeah.
And then before that part, while they're still trying to get it figured out, he calls everyone out.
Yeah.
And then, right, he does this. Yeah. And it doesn't work because Ellen flipped the switch the other way.
The switch, yeah.
And Ellen's dad, right, so Clark's father-in-law, he's, you know, talking smack and... The daughter, Audrey, says, "He worked really hard on that, Grandpa." And then Grandpa says, "So do washing machines." Like, washing machines yeah, work hard, too.
Right.
Okay. For number two, I'm going to go with another Mr. Shirley,
you're a fan of Mr. Shirley.
Yeah. Clark's talking to his coworker. He's showing him. He's actually showing the pool pamphlet.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Shirley walks by and... he says, "Hey," Clark says, "Hey, Mr. Shirley, my family and I were touched that you remembered us. Thank you for the Christmas card." And Mr. Shirley's like, he looks back to his mm-hmm. lieutenant and he's like, "Christmas cards?" Like, yeah. And the guy's like, "They're corporate cards, sir." He's like, "Ah, yeah." He's like, and then when they keep walking by, Clark's like, he's like, "Oh, Merry Christmas, sir." And then he's like, Kiss my ass, kiss your ass, kiss his ass, happy Hanukkah. This is a PG-13 podcast.
Right, with disclaimer.
Yeah, I just think that part's pretty funny too.
Yeah, that's good.
What's your number one?
I think my number one is a quote that gets used, I feel like, at least a couple times a week, you know, when they're sitting around the table ready to have dinner, and Clark tries to get the kids all excited, and he says, "Kids, I just heard on the news..." Yeah. Right, the airline yeah. pilot just saw Santa flying over North America.
Yeah, right? New York or something.
In New York, yeah. And they're all looking at each other, all excited. And Cousin Eddie's looking around, looks up. "You serious, Clark?"
Yep, that's a good one.
"You serious, Clark?"
Outstanding.
Yeah.
I think maybe I got that T-shirt for my brother.
Oh, there you go.
"You serious, Clark?"
Yeah,
yeah.
It's perfect.
And my number one is also a good T-shirt. It says... "And why is the carpet wet, Todd?" "I don't know, Margo." So when Clark is putting up the lights, mm-hmm. right, he falls off the roof for the third time. And there's another funny part where Todd and Margo say, "Well, I'm sure he'll fall, but I don't think we'll be lucky enough for him to break his leg." He's hanging onto the gutter, mm-hmm. and so the water is now ice, shoots out of the gutter, through the window, breaks the window of Todd and Margo. It destroys the stereo,
yeah.
which I'm sure was a really hi-fi stereo system.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was hi-fi. And just, you know, I'm surprised it didn't start a fire. But it breaks the stereo equipment. And, of course, then the ice melts.
Yeah.
And there's no evidence.
No evidence, right? Yeah.
And so they're, you know, they're cleaning out. And then they spill the wine. And, mm-hmm. you know, they're cleaning the carpet. And that's when the line drops. "And why is the carpet wet, Todd?" "I don't know, Margo," because there's no evidence.
Yeah, right? Nobody knows. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel sorry for them, you know. But, you know, they're Maybe they've got it coming.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Yeah.
So, any honorable mentions?
Oh, man, honorable mentions. How about the dinner scene also where, you know, Cousin Eddie says, save the neck for me. Yeah. Loves the neck.
Right. Save the neck for me, Clark. Let's see. I think that, oh, you know, there's another good part with Todd and Margot when, after they bring home the Christmas tree mm-hmm. from the forest, you know, Clark has the Friday the 13th Jason mask on, the hockey goalie mm-hmm. mask, and he's got the chainsaw.
Right.
And, like, Todd and Margot say, hey, what are you going to do with that tree? And he turns his head, like, so quick, like in the horror movie.
Right.
You know, like,
right.
he just heard, and he turns his head, and he's like, bend over and I'll show you. And he's like, you got some nerve talking to me like that, Griswold. And he's like, I wasn't talking to you. PG-13, right? That was pretty funny, too.
Right.
So, of course, as a kid, my favorite part was the lights. Like, he falls off the roof. Like, yeah. look at all the lights, you know.
Right.
And I always dreamt of having my house light up like that, too.
It would be impressive.
But, you know, stapling the siding is a bad idea.
Yeah, they have companies, you know, that'll do that for you now.
It's probably, not cheap.
Probably started from that movie, you know.
Yeah, it's not cheap, but... You know, I'm imagining that they do a professional job and they're not stapling into the shingles
right
and into the siding.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, anyway, we hope that you now have better understanding of what to do with your Christmas bonus and also, you know, share some fun spots, some fun scenes from our favorite Christmas movie, Christmas Vacation.
You've been listening to certified financial planner Nick Hopwood and accredited investment fiduciary Jim Pilot on the Finding True Wealth podcast, sponsored by Peak Wealth Management. You can learn more about Peak Wealth Management by visiting peakwm.com or follow on Twitter at nhopwood1.